If we can turn your Bible to the book of Luke, in the 19th chapter, verse 1. You know, I sang this song, thank you, God. I need you to stop to thank you, pray. We need to be much more in prayer, too, for the Lord's house to have visitors and to be able to, if we can help them. Help them. That's what we're here for, and that's to encourage and to encourage everyone else who comes and just help one another. So, y'all think about these things, and when you pray, ask the Lord to send us some more people that we can encourage, that we can be a witness to. And if they're lost, that's all right. If they're saved, that's wonderful. But that we can. That we can help them and encourage them. So,
amen.
Thank you this morning for the prayers that you prayed for the Sunday school lesson, and we will try to do the best we can this morning. In the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 1, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man, and I looked at this word, behold, and it means to acknowledge or to see or to watch or to look at. And Jesus is saying, as he had the writer Luke to write this, behold, there was a man.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, there was another man and another man and another man and another man that was in Zacchaeus, the same condition. And we know even ourselves, we were in the condition that he was in, and he was lost. Zacchaeus was lost, and we'll see that just in a minute. But his name Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. So we see here that Zacchaeus was in good shape physically and financially. He was in good shape. But he had a problem, and he wanted to see the Lord. And that's the problem with so many people today, is that they don't want to see the Lord, but they need to see the Lord, and Zacchaeus needed to see the Lord. And so we see that he had another problem, was that he was very short in stature, and he couldn't be like normal people and be in the crowd and see above him. And so Zacchaeus was the chief among the publicans. And he was rich, notice now. And he sought to see Jesus. And this morning, if we have a thought on this, is we will see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And here he says here, and he sought, or he would see Jesus, who he was and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. Now, that's one of his problems, was little in stature, and he was very short. And every time I read this or think about this, I have a friend down in Kentucky by the name of Little
Henry.
Yeah, Little Henry, I think that. And he's very short, and but you know what? He can move fast, but he couldn't see if he was in a very, very, very many people around him. He couldn't see over them. So I can compare him to Zacchaeus here. We're in chapter 19, verse 1, 2, and 3 here. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and he could not for the press, because he was little in stature. And so this morning, we have problems this morning with our, when we're lost, or when people are lost, they have a problem seeing them too. And a lot of times it's not because they're little of stature, it's because, listen, someone hasn't called them over to one side and explained to them about Jesus Christ. And that's the reason this morning that I ask that you pray for visitors or for people to come in, that we might could help them in some way to see their need of Jesus Christ. And he, this morning, could not see Jesus, and he wanted to see Jesus, but now, it wasn't for the purpose that he found when he finally saw him, but he wanted to see him because he heard about him, and he heard over there about him raising the dead and healing the sick and all this, and he had a desire to see Jesus. And so we see here that he was concerned enough about it that he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. Now, he had a desire. And here's the thing about this, and I every time I read this, I think about the sycamore tree, and our sycamore trees are just as slick as a gut, and they have no limbs to weigh up. And so I wonder how in the world he got up that tree. But listen, this sycamore that he's talking about was a different type. It was like our mulberry, and it had limbs on the bottom of it. And so Zacchaeus didn't have any problem getting up in the tree, and it was, they planted them along the sides of the roads, and they were probably a bushy tree that people could stop by and shade and rest under. And so Zacchaeus climbed up in that tree and probably thought within himself, I'll just hide up here and nobody won't see me and I'll get to see Jesus. And that's a lot of the time, you know, that's the thought of so many people this morning. They want to hide themselves, but yet they want to see Jesus. And so this is his circumstance. And so, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at your house. Now this was, this thing was already foreordained. There wasn't no, there was no surprise in Jesus when he looked up, because he knew what he'd see. He knew Zacchaeus was waiting for him a long time before he got there. And listen, people, it's the wonderfulest, precious thing to understand the foreknowledge of God and to understand how merciful and how good he is to us. And so he looked up. He looked up and seen Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus, I'm sure, was looking right down at him, and he said, Zacchaeus, I've got to stay at your house today. Now, this didn't go well with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all of them, because they said, hey, he's wanting to go home and eat with a sinner. Mm-hmm. And of course, they were as guilty as sin about their doings and all this, but anyway, they were ones that was discouraged and disappointed in this. And so here he said here, and this is I'll read this again in verse 6, and he made haste. He hurried down. He was glad to come down out of that tree, because something had already took place when he looked upon Jesus and Jesus looked upon him. There's something took place, and he said he made haste. He hurried down, and he came down and received him with joy. And so you can imagine the conversation that they had and how he was telling Jesus how great it was to see him, and he'd heard so much about him and all this. But Jesus knew that there was more in him than that, and he needed more than just the fellowship in that way, but he needed salvation. And so he said here to him, he said, and when they saw it, listen to this, they all murmured. Now, here again this morning is the world. This is the world and its nature. Mm-hmm. Lost people does not like to say people saved. Mm-hmm. They'll say, oh, I'm so glad to see so-and-so saved, but deep within their heart, they're not that way. And it's the same way where the Bible says, where that they're, a lost person is like a dead man, or in a grave. It's full of dead men's bones, and it's not no love there in that. And so this is what when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he had gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. And they had heard so much about Jesus Christ. They had seen the miracles that he did, and they fought again this thing. Their heart was hard as rock, and they would not accept this thing that Jesus was the Son of God, and that it was the best thing in this world that Zacchaeus could do is to have him at his house and to feed him or to entertain him, to talk to him, to hear what he had to say. And so in verse 8, and Zacharias stood and said unto the Lord. Now this is why I say that there's something happened when he saw him and he comes down and drink. Listen, Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods, and notice when we first started reading, he's a rich man. Behold, the Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold.
Amen.
Now, this was according to the law. Now, over in Exodus 22, it tells about this same thing about if a person killed one of their stock or something like that, they had to give them 4 to 5 times more of what they had taken place. If they stole it or if they just, whatever they did to it, they had to replace it fourfold. And this is what Zacchaeus was talking to them about. He says here, I restore him fourfold. Now, Jesus understood. Jesus saw his heart. Jesus knew what he was talking about and what he said was true, and he was sincere, because he seen him when he come down that tree, and when they looked eye to eye with one another, Jesus knew, and Jesus fore, as I said a while ago, he foreknew what was going to happen to Zacchaeus anyway.
Amen.
But here he says, and Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek that, to seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
And so we see here this morning that Zacchaeus, I believe that you'd be safe in saying that he was saved here, and he took Jesus to his home, and he fed him, and he treated him like a rich person, and he had a wonderful time with Jesus there. And so I want you to read, I want you to go somewhere else with me this morning and look at, I believe it's in, I'll find it in John 12. John 12. Let me get on the website. 12:20, I think it is. John 12:20. Well, notice in 18. John 12:18. For this cause the people also met him, for they had heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is going after him. And that was what was troubling them when Zacchaeus went with Jesus. They said, hey, the world's worshiping him. The world is going after him. And we have our law and all this, but we can't get no honor and glory out of it. And we don't get no notoriety of what we're doing. But now, in 19, the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive ye how he prevaileth nothing. Behold, the world is going after him. And then in verse 20, and there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip and which was at the city of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we would see Jesus. Now, this is the thing that I read this. Of course, Zacchaeus would see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And these people come from up from Greece, and they wanted to see Jesus because they heard about all these things they had done. But the thing of it is, how this message got to Jesus is what I want you to see here this morning. And so here he said, sirs, we would see Jesus. And as I was reading that, I thought about this song, We Shall See Jesus.
Amen.
And we should this morning, with all of our heart, have a desire to see Jesus, but we ought to have a desire while we're here to serve him and to
Amen.
Think upon him and pray to him and give him honor and glory and tell everybody that you know about Jesus Christ, because he's the one that we want to see. He's the one that we want to be at the feet of when we get to heaven. And so they said, sir, we must see Jesus. Philip cometh in 22. Philip cometh and tell Andrew. Now Andrew's the one who plays the part in this. And again, Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man must be glorified, or should be glorified. And of course, in this glorification, you remember there's a certain time for that God glorified Jesus. But the main one, what he, when he was praying in the garden, he said, glorify thou me. He says, I have glorified you, and I will glorify you again, talking about his death on the cross. And Jesus Christ was glorified on the cross of Calvary by God, because of the things that he done for the lost people, for the sins of the world. He had died as a sacrifice for all sin.
Amen.
God glorified him by letting him do this thing. And so he said back in the scriptures there, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And he, this morning, died on the cross of Calvary for us, and he died for Zacchaeus, he died for you and for me, and
amen,
for all those that would receive him, would accept him, would hear about him, would be called to him. And so Jesus answered them and said, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified, talking about his death on the cross. Verily I say unto you, except the corn of wheat should fall into the ground and die, it abideth not. It abideth not, abideth alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit.
Amen.
So this is what happened. He that loved his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And so this morning we have the promise this morning that God will honor us. God will help us through all of our trials and tribulations, and we'll probably grumble and gripe and say, why did you do let this happen, God? But listen, like he knew, Jesus knew when he went by that tree that Zacchaeus was up there.
Amen.
He knows all about all of our problems, our troubles, and our tribulations, and he will take care of these. And listen, we will die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not shouldn't be any problem with us as far as dreading it, because
that
will say, because listen, we're better off there to be at Jesus' feet than we are traveling around in this old world filled. And Paul said, hey, it's much better for me to die, but to live is gain for you and for all that are sinners. And so this morning, it's a blessing for us to live a long life and to be able to study God's Word and to be a help to those that these help, to be a witness to them. And so why in this world should we worry? And besides that, he says here that my Father will honor. And so now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this hour cause came I unto this honor. Father, glorify thy name. Here it is. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again. You think about something when John the Baptist saw Jesus coming, and he said, behold the glory of the world, behold the something, I can't remember the word now, but he recognized him and glorified him. Now I want to go to John, I'll get it in a minute. John 1:29. The next day John seeing Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, and here it is, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world.
Yes.
This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I bear a record that this was the Son of God. And so this morning, we hope that what we have read here will be a blessing to you. We wanted to bring in some more stuff, but it slips us sometimes, so we'll go with this, but we want to thank you for listening to what we said. One thing I would mention too, when I studied this and I just seen it, but when Jesus, when Peter and them come to Jesus, and Jesus said to Peter, "Thou art Simon." Now, this word Simon means hot-tempered, and it means violent, but he said you're going to be called Cephas from now on. Now, Cephas means, let me look and see here, it means petrol or little rock. And so we see why that the name was changed here, because Jesus wanted him to have a name that meant something besides this. And I thought, I studied some of that. But anyway, that's the lesson for today. I hope that you've enjoyed what I had to say, and pray for us so we can continue to pray to teach. Thank you.
Amen.